Okay, so we're continuing in Masechet Kelim, and we are up to Perek Chaf Dalid. So we're going to go through different types of Kelim as we've been doing. So Shlosha Trisim Him, there are three types of Trisim. Trisim are shields as far as Tumah is concerned. Tris HaKaf of Tamei Medrash. If it's a curved shield, it becomes Tamei Tumas Medrash because you might sleep on it if you're a warrior out in the battlefield and you don't have a comfortable place to rest your body. If it's a flat, round shield that the soldiers, used for their sporting events, where they would fight in front of a crowd, just for, like we have boxing, so they had these violent types of sporting events. So that is tamei tamei meis. It can become tamei tamei meis because it's a kli, so it's not subject to medrash because no one lies down on it. Veditzas harvi and tahura miklum. But the Arabs' shields that are just used for playing, that's totally tahur. It doesn't become tamei at all because it's not actually a functional kli whatsoever. Mishnah beis shalosh agolosheim. There are three types of wagons. Hasuya ki katedra tamei amidras. A wagon that's shaped like a katedra, which is like a type of chair that has sides to it, is tamei amidras. Kamita tamei tamei meis. If it's shaped like a bed, it could become tamei tumas meis because it's meant as a base kibble. Vishalavanim tahur miklum. And if it's made for carrying rocks, then it's entirely tahur. So to review what we learned today, both of the Mishnayos were about three types of different kinds of different kelim. Mishnah Aleph was three types of shields, and Mishnah Beis was three types of wagons that have different tumah statuses. And the next Mishnah will be likewise be on the next couple of Mishnahs will likewise be on that kind of topic of three of the same kli but made in slightly different ways that therefore has different tumah status. So we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel, Bezras Hashem, tomorrow.